Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 42. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this message. Lord, this is a message from You, this chapter, and each one of these has many lessons for us to learn. We see the things that people do wrong in the past, and people that did the things that were right in the past, and we're to fashion our lives according to the ones that live their lives the correct way, Your way. And Lord, we're to absolutely shun, to forsake, to flee from the type of lives some of the others have lived. Lord, we ask that You pour out Your Spirit, open up our hearts, our spirits, the minds of our spirits, to receive another massive hunk of power from Your Word, from Your Spirit, to cause us to live another day in You, in Your Spirit, in Your life, and in Your life more abundance. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name, and Lord, we ask that You cause everyone to thank and praise You for the answer to this prayer, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right.
Chapter 42, King James Version, verse 1. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do ye look one upon another? And he said, Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither, and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. Commentary, verse 1 through 3. Joseph's brothers go to Egypt. When Jacob heard that there was grain available in Egypt, he said to his sons, quote, Why are you standing around looking at one another? I have heard there is grain in Egypt, he said to his sons. Quote, Go down and buy some for us before we all starve to death. So Joseph's 10 older brothers went down to Egypt to buy grain. King James Version, verse 4. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Commentary, verse 4 through 6. Jacob wouldn't let Joseph's younger brother Benjamin go with them, however, for fear some harm might come to him. So Jacob's sons arrived in Egypt, along with others, to buy food, for the famine had reached Canaan as well. Since Joseph was governor of all Egypt and in charge of the sale of the grain, it was to him that his brothers came. They bowed low before him, with their faces to the ground.
So that fulfilled the prophecy of the first dream that he had quite a few years earlier, when he was 17 years old. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 7. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food.
He spoke roughly to them also, but he also was using an interpreter because he was talking in the Egyptian language to them, and that really threw him for a loop. Okay, read the next one too.
And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies. To see the nakedness of the land ye are come.
Okay.
Commentary, verse 7 through 9.
Knowing the nakedness of the land is just a symbolic term that they use for trying to find out the business of the land of Egypt. And I explain it a little bit more later. Okay, then what else?
Commentary 7 through 9. Joseph recognized them instantly, but he pretended to be a stranger. Quote, "Where are you from?" he demanded roughly. Quote, "From the land of Canaan," they replied. "We have come to buy grain." Joseph's brothers didn't recognize him, but Joseph recognized them. And he remembered the dreams he had had many years before. He said to them, quote, "You are spies!" exclamation mark. "You have come to see how vulnerable our land has become."
That's like the nakedness of the land, to know our secrets of how we have so much or how we have so little. Personal business of our country, that's just none of your business. Okay, but how do ten... Okay, keep going. Okay.
King James Version, verse 10. And they said unto him, "Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies." And he said unto them, "Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come." And they said, "Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan."
So it's unlikely that 10 or 12 spies would come out of one family, right?
Right.
So he knew, you know, they should have said that. "We're all from one family, but you're going to have to prove it," is what Joseph wanted to say. Okay, then what else?
And they said, "Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not." Commentary, verse 10 through 13. Quote, "No, my lord!" exclamation mark, they exclaimed. "We have come to buy food." "We are all brothers and honest men, sir!" exclamation mark. "We are not spies!" exclamation mark. Quote, "Yes, you are!" exclamation mark, he insisted. "You have come to discover how vulnerable the famine has made us." Quote, "Sir," they said, "there are 12 of us brothers, and our father is in the land of Canaan. Our youngest brother is there with our father, and one of our brothers is no longer with us." King James Version, verse 14. And Joseph said unto them, "That is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies." And he put them all together into ward 3 days. Commentary, verse 14 through 17. But Joseph insisted, quote, "As I said, you are spies!" exclamation mark. "This is how I will test your story. I swear by the life of Pharaoh that you will not leave Egypt unless your youngest brother comes here. One of you go and get your brother!" exclamation mark.
I'll swearing to you by the life of Pharaoh is the same as saying, in the name of the, that's their pagan way of saying, in the name of God, because a lot of people believe that Pharaoh is God. "I swear on the name of God Almighty." All right? That's the way the pagans say it, by the life of Pharaoh. And then what else?
"I'll keep the rest of you here bound in prison. Then we'll find out whether or not your story is true. If it turns out that you don't have a younger brother, then I'll know you are spies." So he put them all in prison for 3 days. King James Version, verse 18. And Joseph said unto them the third day, "This do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die." and they did so. Commentary, verse 18 through 20. On the third day, Joseph said to them, quote, I am a God-fearing man. If you do as I say, you will live. We'll see how honorable you really are. Only one of you will remain in the prison. The rest of you may go on home with grain for your families. But bring your youngest brother back to me. In this way, I will know whether or not you are telling me the truth. If you are, I will spare you. To this they agreed. King James Version, verse 21. And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter.
See, I was telling you that he was also speaking the Egyptian language and was speaking to them, so those brothers didn't think that he was understanding what they were saying. When they were saying, Reuben said, I told you not to kill him or to send him away, and God is punishing us now because of that. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 21 through 23.
And Joseph heard him saying that. Then what?
Commentary, verse 21 through 23. Speaking among themselves, they said, quote, This has all happened because of what we did to Joseph.
Speaking among themselves in front of Joseph, who knew what they were saying, and they didn't think he was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's more understandable, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, and then I'll say...
Speaking among themselves...
Right in front of Joseph, not thinking that he knew what he was saying, because he was using an interpreter, using the Egyptian language. They said...
Quote... This has all happened because of what we did to Joseph long ago. We saw his terror and anguish and heard his pleadings, but we wouldn't listen. That's why this trouble has come upon us. Quote, Didn't I tell you not to do it? Reuben asked. But you wouldn't listen. And now we are going to die because we murdered him. Of course, they didn't know that Joseph understood them as he was standing there, for he had been speaking to them through an interpreter. King James Version, verse 24. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes.
Okay, read mine.
Commentary, verse 24. Now he left the room and found a place where he could weep. Returning, he talked some more with them. He then chose Simeon from among them and had him tied up right before their eyes. King James Version, verse 25. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and to restore every man's money into his sack and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. And they laded their asses with the corn and departed thence. Commentary, verse 25 and 26. Joseph then ordered his servants to fill the men's sacks with grain, but he also gave secret instructions to return each brother's payment at the top of his sack. He also gave them provisions for their journey. So they loaded up their donkeys with the grain and started for home. King James Version, verse 27. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, My money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, What is this that God hath done unto us?
Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 27 through 28. But when they stopped for the night, and one of them opened his sack to get some grain to feed the donkeys, he found his money in the sack. Quote, "Look!" exclamation mark, he exclaimed to his brothers. "My money is here in my sack!" exclamation mark. They were filled with terror and said to each other, quote, "What has God done to us?" King James Version, verse 29. And they came unto Jacob their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, "The man, who is the lord of the land, spake roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, We are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of our father, one is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, Hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land." Commentary, verse 29 through 34. So they came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan, and told him all that had happened. Quote, "The man who is ruler over the land spoke very roughly to us," they told him. "He took us for spies. But we said, quote, We are honest men, not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of one father. One brother has disappeared, and the youngest is with our father in the land of Canaan." Then the man, the ruler of the land, told us, quote, "This is the way I will find out if you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me, and take grain for your families, and go on home. But bring your youngest brother back to me. Then I will know that you are honest men and not spies. If you prove to be what you say, then I will give you back your brother, and you may come as often as you like to buy grain." King James Version, verse 35. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, "Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me." Commentary, verse 35 and 36. As they emptied out their sacks, there at the top of each one was the bag of money paid for the grain. Terror gripped them, as it did their father. Jacob exclaimed, quote, "You have deprived me of my children!" exclamation mark. "Joseph has disappeared, Simeon is gone, and now you want to take Benjamin too. Everything is going against me!" exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 37. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, "Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again." And he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave." Commentary, verse 37 and 38. Then Reuben said to his father, quote, "You may kill my two sons if I don't bring Benjamin back to you. I'll be responsible for him." But Jacob replied, quote, "My son will not go down with you, for his brother Joseph is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children. If anything should happen to him, you would bring my gray head down to the grave in deep sorrow." That's the end.
Okay, that was the last verse in chapter 42. Now we have commentary.
42, verse 7 through 20. When Joseph recognized his brothers, he took some time to test them. He wanted to discover something of their attitudes before he revealed himself to them. Getting into maturity with the Lord, we are told to work toward reconciliation with the important people in our lives and with all others. We need wisdom from God to do this in a way that will bring healing to both ourselves and to the people close to us. Joseph didn't jump back into a relationship with his brothers. He took the time he needed to do it wisely. 42, verse 21 and 22, quote, speaking among themselves, they said, quote, this has all happened because of what we did to Joseph long ago. We saw his terror and anguish and heard his pleadings, but we wouldn't listen. That's why this trouble has come upon us. Quote, didn't I tell you not to do it? Reuben asked. But you wouldn't listen. And now we are going to die because we murdered him. Unquote. After these many years, Joseph's brothers were still haunted by their guilty consciences. They had sold their brother into slavery in Egypt with no plans of ever seeing him again, and no hope of reconciliation or forgiveness. You may wonder how many times during those years Reuben said, quote, I told you so, unquote. It is clear that this period had been miserable for the brothers. A necessary step in maturity is to seek reconciliation with others we have wronged. Only then can we experience the healing we need to lead a healthy and peaceful spiritual life. 42, verse 36. Quote, Jacob exclaimed, quote, you have deprived me of my children, exclamation mark. Joseph has disappeared, Simeon is gone, and now you want to take Benjamin too. Everything is going against me, exclamation mark, end quote. How bitter with grief Jacob had become, exclamation mark. He had harbored years of resentment and sadness. His relationship with his sons was built on dishonesty. Walls of lies had been built up, layer upon layer. This separated Jacob from close fellowship with his family. He was all alone in his grief, trapped by the fear that he might lose yet another son. But even though Jacob was alone and helpless in his pain, God had a plan for his maturity and brokenness. Deliverance. Jacob would soon be set free from many years of bitterness and grief. 42 verse 1 through 24. The reconciliation of Joseph and his brothers begins with Jacob's need for grain. This was also God's plan, or the beginning of God's will to move the Israelites into Egypt. Genesis 15, 13 and 14. Quote, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Unquote. 42 verse 6. Quote, since Joseph was governor of all Egypt and in charge of the sale of the grain, it was to him that his brothers came. They bowed low before him with their faces to the ground. Unquote. Joseph's first dream had now come to pass. Genesis 37, 5 through 8. Quote, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? and they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Unquote. 42 verse 9. Quote, and he remembered the dreams he had had many years before. He said to them, quote, you are spies! Exclamation mark. You have come to see how vulnerable our land has become. Unquote. Even though Joseph was somewhat harsh in his dealings, as any Egyptian would have been to Canaanites, there is no hint of vengeance or vindictiveness in Joseph. On the contrary, Joseph was affectionate. Verse 24. Quote, and he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Unquote. On the contrary, Joseph was affectionate and merciful. Verses 16 through 19. Quote, send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses. Unquote. To see the nakedness of the land means to pry into Egypt's private affairs. 42 verse 11. Quote, we are all brothers and honest men, sir! Exclamation mark. We are not spies! Exclamation mark. Unquote. All one man's sons. A group of 10 spies hardly would be out of one family. 42 verse 18. Quote, on the third day, Joseph said to them, quote, I am a God-fearing man. If you do as I say, you will live. Unquote. Joseph had proven his authority. He is now expressing his concern and his submission to God. 42:25-28. Quote, Joseph then ordered his servants to fill the men's sacks with grain, but he also gave secret instructions to return each brother's payment at the top of his sack. He also gave them provisions for their journey. So they loaded up their donkeys with the grain and started for home. But when they stopped for the night, and one of them opened his sack to get some grain to feed the donkeys, he found his money in the sack. Quote, look! Exclamation mark. He exclaimed to his brothers. Quote, my money is here in my sack! Exclamation mark. They were filled with terror and said to each other, quote, what has God done to us? Unquote. Joseph continues to instruct his brothers through the use of a type of spiritual shock therapy. Their sense of guilt prompts them to declare God must be punishing them. They could have been accused of grand theft and made slaves. 42 verse 38. Quote, but Jacob replied, quote, my son will not go down with you, for his brother Joseph is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children. If anything should happen to him, you would bring my gray head down to the grave in deep sorrow. Unquote. Jacob would rather allow Simeon to suffer and languish in prison than risk sending Benjamin, his only other son by Rachel, to Egypt.
Right, praise the Lord. That was chapter 42 in the book of Genesis. Keep meditating on the Lord. Think about him all the time. And keep yourself this day, you know, sufficient is the evil of this day. And we'll think about these things and we'll beef up with the Word of God tomorrow. Till then, God bless you real good. Praise the Lord.